Drive Time on RT Radio 1, sponsored by Zurich. When it comes to pensions, performance counts. Speak to a financial broker about a Zurich pension.
Now, returning to that news that you heard in the headlines, that Nikita Hand has won her case against Conor McGregor. The jury found that his friend James Lawrence did not assault her. Nikita Hand has been speaking to media outside the court, and we can take a listen now to what she had to say.
I'm overwhelmed and touched by the support I have received from everybody. First, I want to thank the Coleman legal team and my three barristers, John Gordon, Ray Boland and Sean. They have been amazing from start to finish. I want to thank Mr. Justice Alexander Owens, the jury, all the witnesses. I want to thank the doctors, nurses and everyone at the sexual assault treatment unit in the Rotunda Hospital for looking after me, especially my own Dr. Frank Clark. I want to thank the Rape Crisis Centre, especially Cleena, who has been by my side throughout this entire period. I want to thank all the guards and the ambulance crew. I want to thank all the women and men out there who have supported me throughout this trial. For every person who reached out to me, a card, a letter, email, everything, it hasn't gone unnoticed. Thank you. I really appreciate it so much. I want to thank my partner, Gary, who has been so supportive for the last 4 years and has held my hand throughout this trial every day and every other day. I want to thank my mum and all my family and friends. Lastly, I want to thank my daughter, Freya, who I'm most grateful for. She has given me so much strength and courage over the last 6 years throughout this nightmare to keep on pushing forward for justice. I want to show Freya and every other girl and boy that you can stand up for yourself if something happens to you, no matter who the person is, and justice will be served. To all the victims of sexual assault, I hope my story is a reminder that no matter how afraid you might be, speak up, you have a voice, and keep on fighting for justice. I know this has impacted not only my life, my daughters, my family and friends tremendously, and it's something that I'll never forget for the rest of my life. But now that justice has been served, I can now try and move on and look forward to the future with my family and friends and daughter.
And that is Nikita Hand speaking a short time ago after emerging from court. She has won her civil case against Conor McGregor. For reaction now, I'm joined by Rachel Morrow, who's CEO of the Dublin Rape Crisis Centre. Rachel, you're very welcome to the programme.
Thank you, Cormac.
That was a very moving statement made by Nikita Hand. Can I get your reaction to the verdict that was handed down a short time ago in what was a very high-profile case?
What Nikita Hand said there was so emotional. You can't help but be moved by what she said, and you could hear her voice trembling as she described what this means to her. And for Dublin Rape Crisis Centre, we're exceptionally proud to stand with her. She is so courageous. She's so determined. She focused on justice and she didn't give up until she got it. So we think it's a very positive verdict. We think it's a mark of belief in survivors around the country, and there'll be people listening in to our conversation, Cormac, who perhaps saw themselves mirrored in Nikita's case, and it's a win for them as well, because the courts acknowledged the wrongs that were done to her and the acts of violence against her. So Nikita, like anyone, had a life that she should have been free to live a life free of sexual violence, just like anybody else. And hopefully the verdict today and justice being served will mean she, like she said, she can go on and spend time with her daughter and her family.
And she mentioned those people as well, Rachel, didn't she? The victims of sexual assault, no matter how afraid you are, she says, you still have a voice. And she listed yourselves in the Dublin Rape Crisis Centre and her family, of course, and her partner, Gary, and everybody else who supported and stood by her. But can you talk to me for a moment about the type of courage it takes, the type of courage that Nikita Hand showed to pursue a case like this?
Yeah, I mean, thankfully, many people won't have to know exactly what it takes to bring forward a legal case, but I can tell you it takes a lot of grit and determination, and there are a lot of barriers put in your way before you get your day in court. And that's why many survivors will be tuned in to what that happened today, and it will be a win for them as well. And in terms of our own services, we saw a really significant increase in contact from people on our National Rape Crisis Helpline just during the first 10 days of the trial. Calls increased by almost 20%, and first-time callers, the numbers increased by 50% compared to the same period last year. And they were calls from people who'd experienced sexual violence themselves, and they were, you know, distressed and anxious around the details of the case. And like Nikita said, it's been a nightmare the last 2 weeks. So we're all breathing a sigh of relief this evening.
Mm-hmm. She mentioned all the various agencies and people who supported her, Rachel. And as I say, the Dublin Rape Crisis Centre was among them, but also the Sexual Assault Treatment Unit and the doctors and the Gardaí and the ambulance and her lawyers and so on. Will this message then that Nikita Hand is speaking of, will that be a support, do you think, for people who have experienced sexual assault listening this evening?
I think so. I think that as you can hear from what she's saying, that there's a lot of different supports out there, and there was a lot of support for her, both from women and men. And we really do encourage people to get help and get support. We know that it's not easy, and Nikita said that as well. But she said to keep pushing forward for justice, and that justice will be served. And we know also that going the legal route isn't for everyone, and that's okay as well. But do reach out for support. The last 2 weeks, as I've said, have been particularly difficult for people who've experienced sexual violence themselves. They've seen some of the negative commentary that has particularly been online, and they've had to deal with that because it's mm-hmm. it's been unavoidable for many people. So to reach out and to seek that support.
Rachel Morrow, CEO of the Dublin Rape Crisis Centre, thank you very much indeed. I'm joined now by our legal affairs editor, Orla O'Donnell, who's been covering this case. Orla, what can you tell me about what went on since the verdict?
Well, we've had, it's been a very stressful, very tense afternoon and evening at Court 24 at the High Court. There was a large media presence outside court, national and international media, journalists, camera people, photographers, and Conor McGregor put his head in his hands. He was flanked today by members of his family. His mother was sitting on one side of him as the verdict was announced, his partner Dee Devlin on the other side, each holding one of his arms. He put his head in his hands as the verdict was announced. He then had to walk out with hand in hand with Dee Devlin into this huge media scrum, and he was asked questions by members of the media. He was asked how he felt that a High Court jury had found him to be a rapist. He was asked his reaction to the verdict, and he was asked if he would apologise, and he didn't say anything in response to any of those questions. He got into his large car that had come to collect him. Security staff manhandled members of the media out of his way. He got into his car and was driven away. We also heard a statement from Nikita Hand where she expressed her gratitude to everyone, including the Rape Crisis Centre. You've just been speaking to mm-hmm. Rachel Murray there, to her partner, to her daughter, and she spoke about the fact that her 13-year-old daughter had given her so much strength and courage over the last 6 years to keep pushing forward, and she wanted to show people that you can stand up for yourself if something happens to you, no matter who the person is, and justice will be served. Now, in the last few minutes, around about just after 6 o'clock, Conor McGregor has been posting on X, and he says he will be appealing the decision. He said that aggravated and exemplary damages, which can be awarded by a jury to show their particular disapproval of someone's conduct, were not awarded, and he says he's with his family, focused on his future, and thanks everybody for all their support worldwide, he says. But some legal sources have said to me that because the award of damages was not completely off the scale, it was just under €250,000, that may make this unappealable.
Okay. Our legal affairs editor, Orla O'Donnell, thank you very much indeed. And beforehand, the CEO of the Dublin Rape Crisis Centre, Rachel Morrow, as well. We'll take a break.